The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Wednesday, 29th of March. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, as I'm recording this podcast, some breaking news that Germany, Italy, and the rest seem to have fallen in line with the rest of the EU and the Environmental Council passing the CO2 reduction targets. Early doors this morning, the vote looks like it's gone through of the EU Council talks. We thought Germany and Italy were going to be contra to this because of their car makers, but some compromises reached, and it looks like the member states, the countries, will vote it through, and that looks like a CO2 reduction law will effectively be a combustion ban EU 2035. There is no more hurdles in the way. Just the vote now. Wow, mega news. Right, that'll be a full show on the podcast tomorrow. VW's Herbert Diess says they're having a strong second half of 2022, earning more than ever, he said. And he points out that Elon Musk is busy ramping up two new facilities in Austin and outside Berlin and scaling Shanghai. That could take strength out of Tesla, which is why VW believe they can be number one by 2035 and leapfrog them. But for now, Tesla is still 61% of the US market in April of EV sales. The next closest was Ford at 8%, then Hyundai and Kia both at 6%. In the US, Tesla really is the only game in town. But EVs are expensive. The Wall Street Journal pointing out the average price of a new EV in the US is $54,000, as prices have been going up to offset the rising cost of the raw materials inside those vehicles. What will be a cheaper car, though, less than £30,000, is the new MG4. Small family hatchback up against the ID3 and the Nissan Leaf arrives in Q4 2022 with customers beginning of next year. On a brand new platform from MG, it is banging in that C-segment target market, and looks pretty good inside. Looks like it's high-tech, still quite MG-ish inside, you know, with the rotary gear selector and things. Battery up to 64 kilowatt hours, almost 300 miles certified WLTP range. Now, the largest Tesla supercharger is being built outside of California. Looks like it's going to be in Oregon, where they're going to build 48 stalls. 12 sets of four, and I say 12 sets of four because this is where Tesla are turning up with their prefabricated superchargers. There's a slab of precast concrete. On top of that sits four Tesla superchargers, the control electronics, the everything they need, the illuminated signs, the traffic signs, all that kind of stuff. They arrive on the back of a truck, plonk them down in rows of four. It's really, really impressive. Rivian are turning on their EV fast chargers, the Adventure Network. First one opened yesterday in Colorado, in Salida, and then two more in California. Perfect locations, they say, for the Mammoth Lakes, Yosemite, and Death Valley National Parks as well, with more to come across the US. Stellantis investing 33 million euros in new facilities to crash and test electric vehicles. A new Turin crash test centre, where they'll crash 275 EVs a year to make them safe, and a new wind tunnel in the US as they look to make their cars more energy efficient to get more out of the batteries that are inside. Aptera are going to make their three-wheeled, hyper-efficient electric car, and they've picked China's EVE, EVE Energy, to supply their batteries. Using the same ones as the Teslas, Model 3s and Model Ys, the 2170 format, the NMC 811. So 80% nickel, 10% manganese, 10% cobalt. Samsung also reportedly going well with their 4680 cell supply for Tesla. Prototyping went well. Next step is building a big plant in Malaysia. And British Volt building their gigafactory in the UK, going for the 4690 formats. But for whom, we don't know. And that's Briefly.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.